We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Siman Chav Gimel, which is the very end of page Lamed Aleph, right before we turn on to page 62. And Amir Tzashem, tomorrow night we will be Messiahim Hilchos Tzitzis with some light refreshments, and we will begin Hilchos Tefillin. The Mechaber says in Halacha Aleph, this is the Halachos of Tzitzis in a cemetery. Dinei Tzitzis Beveis HaKfaros. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Mutter Likones Beveis HaKfaros Hu Lovosh Tzitzis. One is allowed to go into a cemetery wearing tzitzis, v'hu shelo yehei nigrar al hakvaros, as long as the tzitzis are not dragging on the kvaros. Avol, im hu nigrar al hakvaros osur mishum loeg larosh. However, if one tzitzis is dragging on top of the graves, that will be a problem of loeg larosh, which is like teasing the poor, right? Because since the people who are no longer alive can no longer do mitzvos, so if you have your tzitzis, which is a mitzvah, dragging on their kever, that is considered loy larosh. Bamedvar mamurim, when is this true that the only limitation is a tzitzis dragging on the kever? Be in mayhem. That's in the olden days. Shehayu matilim tzitzis b'malvul shaloshim l'tzarech atzmon. That's when they would wear regular garments that were four-cornered, and then they happened to put on tzitzis, but it was their regular garments. And therefore, we were more lenient. Aval onu she'ein lechavnin bohem el l'shem mitzvah. But we, when we wear four-cornered garments, it's always because it's the shem mitzvah. Aser afilu einam negrarim. It's aser to wear tzitzis into a cemetery, even if they are not dragging on the graves. V'hani mil kisha tzitzios megulim. But this iser is only when the tzitzis are revealed. Aval imhei mechusim mutter. However, if the tzitzis are covered, then it is not a problem. Says the Mishaburus of Katan Aleph on page 62, the problem is loig larosh shenirek kimacharef. Looks like you're poking fun of them. She'enem yecholim l'kayim es hamitzvos, that they're no longer alive and they're not able to makayim mitzvos anymore. But that which it has to be dragging on the kever is only in the olden days when they wore l'tzarech atzmon, sifkotan days. Shehoya oz minhag bigdehem asuyim b'nei arba knofos. Then the custom was to have garments that were made with four corners. But nowadays, that they're not made four corners, and we only wear specifically the four-corner garment to Mekayim or Mitzvah Tzitzis, so then, even if they're just revealed, it's a problem, but if they're covered, it's okay. Says the Mishaburin, Sefkatan Gimel, Kigon Shemachbi Asatzitzio Shalatalas Golotachas Kanfei Kasuso. Like, for example, if one would hide his strings from his talis gadol under the corners of his garments, that would be okay. And therefore, the talis katan, which a person is wearing under his outer garments, also will not be a problem of loig larosh, since the whole thing is covered. Unless, of course, he's not wearing the outer garment, and then the tzitzis are revealed. So, gam behem oser ad sheyitchavim baknafos. So, if you're not wearing the outer garment and you're tzitzis from your talis katan are being revealed, so you also are going to be usher to wear them into the cemetery unless you hide them under the corners. From the prima godam, it's mashma that you shouldn't wear a talis gadol into a cemetery, even if it is covered. Since that's a beggar, that's miyuchal l'tfila, you shouldn't wear it at all. Achein v'beis Yosef l'mashma, the beis Yosef is mashma not that way. V'gam b'derach achayim sosam v'kosav d'mechus l'muter. So the achayim also says that if the talis gadol is covered, it also is going to be mutter. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Beis, Yesh no hagin likshor shnei tzitzio shebishnei knafayim ze im ze, kishenichnasam lebeis hakvaros, v'lo ho'ilu klum besakanosam. Some have a custom that they tie together two of the sets of the strings on their garments when they go into the cemetery, and we'll see what they're trying to accomplish, but whatever they're trying to accomplish, it doesn't accomplish anything. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Dalud, the afal pisha kosher ze im ze lo nisbato mitzvah tzitzis al yidei ze. What they're trying to do is, he would bevato the mitzvah tzitzis, so they'd not be makai in the mitzvah tzitzis, so it would be okay. However, the reason why they're thinking this is because they're tying them together, but the reason why it's not good is the halav kesher shel kayamahu. They're not really tying it together, they're just making a little knot, but it's not a lasting knot. The daito lahatir sakeshim yad b'teisim v'beis hakvaros, because since he has in his mind to undo when he comes out of the beis hakvaros, it's not considered a permanent knot, and therefore it's not mevatel anything. Vod and furthermore, lefi daitum, and even according to their understanding, shesovrim shenisbatlu atzitzis b'kshirasan, that they're thinking that the mitzvah of tzitzis is canceled by tying it together. Imkein loshin beged b'li tzitzis. So then they have a bigger problem. Then they're wearing the four-quarter garment without tzitzis. So basically, Mamanashach, first of all, it doesn't accomplish anything, so you're still wearing tzitzis in the cemetery. And if you want to say it accomplishes and now you're not wearing tzitzis, Well, now you have a four corner garment without tzitzis on. So either way, that eitzah will not help. The tzitzis rather should be covered.
Are
they tied to the sides? I don't know. I don't think it matters even. Says the Mechaber Vayitres of Gimel, HaNichnas Toch Arba Amol Shel Meis O Shel Kever Dino K'Nichnas Beis HaKvaros. So now we'll be discussing a person going into a cemetery, a Beis HaKvaros, and now we talk about going in within four amos of a mace or of a single grave. It has the same din as a cemetery. Period. That's point number one. Point number two, B'mekom Shenohogin Lohosir Tzitzis Mitalas HaMeis Babayis. In a place where the custom is to remove the tzitzis of the mace in the house before they bring the mace out to be buried, im hakatofim loshim tzitzis, if those who are going to carry the mace on their shoulders are wearing tzitzis, ikilomechash b'umishum lag larash, because since they're taking off the tzitzis of the mace in the house and they're carrying it to the kever, so therefore there's a problem of lag larash if one's tzitzis are out. Says the Mishabura in Sivkatan, hey, shall kever, if one goes into four amos within the area of the kever, va'afilu bekever shall katan yeshlach b'mishum lag larash, even within four amos of a kever of a child, is going to be a problem of loig larosh. The shema nishmas adam gadolhu, because maybe this child really was the gilgul from the neshama of a gadol, and therefore, even though a katan is pater from mitzvos, maybe this person had a shaychus to the mitzvos, and it would still be loig larosh. Aval bekever isha de bechaya gam kein patur laka mishum loig larosh. However, if it's a kever only of a woman, so there a woman is pater from tzitzis, and therefore we're not concerned loig larosh, and we're not concerned that she's a gilgul from a man. So therefore, within a kever of a woman, it's okay, but a kever of a katan is not okay.
What about a secular Jew?
Secular Jew is for sure a problem. He was chayiv.
He was chayiv, but he
didn't do it. We don't see that leniency. Because now he has charata, he didn't do it. Now you're making him feel bad. Even if he didn't do it, he should have done it. And now he feels bad enough he didn't do it, and now you're so to speak, rubbing it in his face that he didn't do it.
It's even worse then.
Yeah, possibly. Right, there's at least a person who kept the mitzvah, so he feels bad he can't do it anymore, but at least he did it. This person, possibly, I don't want to get into the mindset, but yeah, possibly. But we don't see any difference between a from person or a non-from person who had a chiyuv of tzitzis. Says the Mishabura Vaiter, Sekotan Vav, we said going by a kever within Dal Ramos is Dino Kenichlas Abay Sakvaros. Ayla Kamon Mesimim Memhebe Mishabura. Look at note number four, which is interesting. It's discussing in Hilchos Tefillin. But it says, Shom Kosav Lechalik Bedin Zed. There's a chiluk in where you are by the Beis HaKvaros. Bein mi shenimtza betchilas Beis HaKvaros, she'osu rak besoch arba amos shel meis, ubein mi shenimtza besoch Beis HaKvaros, she'osu ap biyosim mi arba amos. If a person, when you see later on, if a person goes into a cemetery, if he's at the entrance of the cemetery, so it's not osir until you're within four amos of a kever. But once you're deep inside the cemetery, even if you're not within four amos of any kever, let's say you're on the road, it's still a problem. So that's interesting din of Beis HaKvaros. As you're going in, like I guess it's not considered really in the Beis HaKvaros till you get within four amos of the first kever. But once you're deep inside, so even if you're just on the road, you're not within four amos, would still be a problem. Fine. And the last Mishabura is going on that which the Mechaber said, that in a place where the minhag is to take the tzitzis off the mace in the house before you bring the mace to the Beis HaKvaros, then there's a problem of loig larosh for those who are carrying the mace. Says the Mishabura v'yachronim eskimu da'afilu b'mekom she'enu hagin lahasir, even in a place where the minhag is not to take off the tzitzis in the house, gam ken ikam mishum loig larosh. It's still a problem of loig larosh to be carrying out the mace with his tzitzis on while your tzitzis are showing. Ho'ul sha'mesim b'tur min ha'mitzvos. Even though he's wearing tzitzis, but he's not being mekayim mitzvah tzitzis. Because once a person's dead, he's no longer able to mekayim mitzvos. And even if the tzitzis are on him, it's still loig larosh by you wearing tzitzis because you're showing that you're being mekayim it and he's not being mekayim it. Loig larosh, sivkotam ches, hainu ima tzitzis megulin kidl'el. Again, this is only a problem if the ones carrying the mace have their tzitzis revealed. If their tzitzis are covered, then it's not a problem at all. That's the end of Simen Chav Gimel. Let's begin the last Simen in Hilchos Tzitzis. Simen Chav Dalet. We'll start it tonight and we will continue and finish it in Mitzvah tomorrow night.
What's the difference about being the tzitzis revealed or covered? Because the maid cannot tell us anyway. So what are we talking about? We're assuming the Nishama has the ability to see. So the Nishama has the ability to see. It's not he's not looking with regular eyes. So what's the difference?
I don't know.
Right question.
Excellent question.
What?
It's a great question.
Great question.
It's a great question. Alex asked, what's the difference if it's a mace? He doesn't really see anyway, so it's in the Shama sees, and what's the difference if it's covered or not?
If you're doing it for that, maybe it's better to take it off.
It's about being
Azaz Panim. It's more, I agree with what Eliyahu is saying. It's like more Azaz Panim. It's like a little more chutzpah. It's like rubbing it in his face, having it out, like showing it off. We have a mitzvah tzitzis, so you're putting it away privately, so it's more appropriate.
It's been for us like 100 times. Or also, you're just, you know, just because it's become more of a jealous thing. It's more jealous.
Okay, let's start Simen Chav Dalud. Hanhagos Levishas HaTzitzis Uskhara V'Ansha. A very important simen about the Hanhaga in wearing our tzitzis, the schar for wearing our tzitzis, and the onesh for wearing tzitzis. Says the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, that the Magad, we're good to go, we're good. Sif Aleph, the Mechaber says, Im ein odom lovesh talus bas arba knafos einu chai betzitzis. By Breshu and Simcha of Dalad. A person is not required to wear, a person who's not wearing a four-quarter garment, as we mentioned many times, is not chai betzitzis. However, v'tov v'nochon lios kol odom zohir lilbosh talus koton kol hayom. However, it is good and appropriate for every person to be careful to wear a talus koton all day. So you should remember the mitzvah at all times. The mitzvah means the mitzvos. It doesn't mean the mitzvah. It means to remember the mitzvos. Therefore, the tzitzis, as we discussed previously with Mishabur, brought this down. It has five knots, which we're supposed to be reminded of. The arba knafayim, and the four corners are, that wherever you turn, you're going to be reminded of the mitzvos. And that's why it's very appropriate that each one of the sides has five knots. Remember the Chamisha Chavshei Torah. You don't have to see all the sides, just seeing one side. Any direction you look in, you see the five knots, you remember the Chamisha Chavshei Torah, you remember all the mitzvahs. V'nochon l'lov sho al ha-malbushim, we had this earlier as well. It is appropriate to wear the talus katan over your clothing, which we already learned earlier that we're not knowing that way, that Arizal brings down to wear bedafka under your clothing. We could discuss that in a moment in the notes. Lufachos yizor sheyia lovosh tzitzis b'shas ha-tfilah. At the very least, one should be careful to wear tzitzis during davening. Says the Mishabruah, Sivkatan Alav Kadesha Yiskor, the reason we're wearing the mitzvahs is that we should remember the mitzvahs at all time. Dugma la-dover, it's a moshul ke'odom ha-mazir l'chaver al-inyonechot. Someone's warning his friend about something, he wants to remind about something. Shekosher Kesha Be'ezoro Kadeshi Iskirenu. We tie something around his belt to help him remember the thing. So we have our tzitzis, you know, in the area of our belt to help be a reminder for us of the mitzvahs. Sivkotan Be'ez, you should wear the talus katan on the clothing. Ayin Le'el Simen Ches Sif Yud Aleph and Mishabur Mashik Hasad Nusham. If you want to get quick chazaru, if you look at note number one, he just writes, Shom Kosav. There the Mishabur brings down, the Isla Baksovim Shat talus katan Tia Tachas Abagodim. From the Arizal, you should wear your talus katan under your clothing. The chen kasa the bi'alocha l'el shem in hagenu l'alecha es palas kotan tachas ha-mabushim. Our minog, the bi'alocha says, is to wear our tzitzis under our garments. The hevim mishabur ha-shom, she kasa l'magen avrom, she'al koponim chutei ha-tzitzis yu b'chutz. Even though we wear the garment underneath our clothing, but the string should be out. Od kasa v'shom, she'osam ha-machnisim ha-tzitzi yoseim l'toch m'chneseim. Those who put the tzitzis inside their pants, asidim litenes ha-din al-kach, they are going to have to answer in judgment for that in the future. So our custom is to wear our tzitzis under the garment, but to have the strings going out. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vaitis of Katan Gimel. B'shas ha-tfilah, at the very least, the Mechaber said that we should wear tzitzis during tfilah, v'kriya shema, during Shemoneh Esrei, and during Kriya Shema, v'isa ba-zohar pasha shlach lecha, hashkacha pratis, this is pasha shlach. The Zohar says, the ha-korei Kriya Shema b'li tzitzis k'meyut eidu sheker bi'atzmo. The one who reads Kriya Shema without tzitzis is like giving false testimony about himself. Shekore parsha tzitzis ve'eno mekayim akra. Because you're reading about being mekayim the mitzvah tzitzis, you're not being mekayim it. So even though that's normally brought down by tefillin, the Gemara brings it down by tefillin, but the Zohar brings it down by tzitzis as well. Kosav achai odom. Lo tov osim hamon am shemispalim badera below talus godol. It's incorrect what a lot of people are doing, that they're davening on the road without wearing a talus. V'al pi rov ha-talus katan eino osui kadin b'chol protov. Because in general, and we had this earlier, in general, the Mishnah Berurah says that Halas Katan many times is not done with all its details. Shiaroi levarach alav, and therefore many times it's unbefitting to make a brach on a Halas Katan. The examples we gave earlier that it might be more closed and open, there are different criteria that sometimes are not fulfilled in Halas Katan, and therefore better not to make a brach on it. Vegamu yoshem bo balayla, and also sometimes people sleep in the Halas Katan at night, and therefore since there are those shitas that we already learned that hold that a beged yom that you wear at night is chayav and tzitzis, so therefore your chiyav continued through the night, and therefore you wouldn't be able to make a bracha in the morning. V'ayin le'el b'simen ches, sifta zayin v'mishabura. If you look at note number 3, it just brings down, shom kosa b'shem kama achronim. There we brought down b'shem many achronim, shekei, like I just said, shekei when sheyesh sovrim she beged yom balayla chayav and tzitzis. That a beged that you normally wear during the day, even at night, is chayav and tzitzis. Im kein l'daitum ein alayla choshev kesek became a mitzvah. If so, if you're sleeping in your tzitzis at night, the night is not considered a separation and a break in the mitzvah. And therefore, you would not be able to make a bracha on your tzitzis in the morning. And you should pati your talis katan with the bracha that you make on your talis gadol in the morning. And therefore, one should be careful to yes wear a talis gadol. And therefore, the chayelim does not like those that are not davening in the morning with their talis gadol while they are traveling. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sif Beis, Mitzvah lechos hatzitzis biyad smolus kenege libo b'shas kriyashma. One should hold on to his tzitzis in his left hand, kenege his heart when he's saying kriyashma. Remez ledavar, a hint to such a custom, such a mitzvah. V'hoyu hadvarim ha'ela asher anochi b'tzavcha hayom alu v'avecha. It says these things should be alu v'avecha. Therefore, you should hold it in your left hand, kenege your heart. It says the mishmeru biyad smolus in your left hand, kosov v'kisvei ha'arizal. The Arizal writes, Sheyochzen ben kmitza lazeres, that you should hold the tzitzis between your fourth finger and your pinky. That's where you should keep it in the beginning of Kriyat Shema. Ukishiyagi la parsha tzitzis yikochim gam biyad yamin viyabit bahem. And during parsha tzitzis, you should take it as well in the right hand. You should have it holding in both hands, and you should be looking at the tzitzis. Viyu viyodav ad shemagia l'ne'emonim v'ne'achmodim la'ad, and they should be in your hands till you finish. After Kriyat Shema, you say those words ne'emonim v'ne'achmodim la'ad. V'oz yinoshek atzitzis v'yisir miyado. Then you should kiss the tzitzis and let go of them. So the Mishnah Berurah only mentions kissing the tzitzis after Kriyat Shema, but we'll look at note number 4 and note number 5, two very very lemaisa interesting differences of minhagim. In note number 4, he brings down minyan hatzitzios shetzarech leechos biyodov. How many tzitzis should you be holding in your hands? Mashmos divrei Shulchan Aruch lahalon shiyochas es hashtayim shelefanov. It's mashmos from the mechaber that we'll see tomorrow that, even though I don't think it's so mashmos that way, but he says it's mashmos that you hold the two front tzitzis. V'chei mashmos midvarv lekamon. In Simon Samach Aleph Siv Chafei, where Taka, I looked it up, it's Taka, there's Hilchos Kriyat Shema. It is Mashma that way that you're holding the front two tzitzis during Kriyat Shema. The Chen Kosa B'Maisa Rav Shagro Ochaz Rak Eshtei Atzitzio Shalafonov. The Gro during Kriyat Shema only held on to the two front tzitzis. Neidoch, on the other hand, B'Shel Shivas HaRadvaz Kosov Sheyochaz Eskol Atzitzios. Radvaz says you should be holding all the four tzitzios. The Chen Hevi HaKafachai Mesdivi HaRizal Sheyesh Lechos Eskol HaArba Tzitzios. So the Kav HaChayim brings from the Arizal, you should be holding all four. So there you have the Gra and the Arizal. Now in terms of when to kiss the tzitzis, or when not to kiss the tzitzis, we have a very interesting note, note number 5. V'haminog l'nashik es atzitzios. In terms of the minog of kissing the tzitzis, kosav ha'kitzah shulchan aruch shehu b'shah sh'omer u'ri'isem oso. That's at the time when you say the words u'ri'isem oso. Sha'oz noslim al ha'enayim. Because then, as we'll see, you place it on your eyes, and you look at the tzitzis, the gam b'chopam sh'omer tevas tzitzis. Besides the words of re'isam, also whenever you say the word tzitzis, you should kiss the tzitzis. V'chein kosov ha'kav ha'chayim, v'chein hoya noheg ha'stipler. L'nashek b'chopam sh'hizkir tzitzis, u be'emes, u k'shegil l'nechmodim lo'ad nishkem ve'sirim. What the stipler did was, he kissed his tzitzis every time that he said the word tzitzis, and when he said Hashem l'kecham emes, and when he got to nechmodim lo'ad, he kissed it and he let go of it. That was the minhag of the stipler. And the Gro lo haya menashik as atzitzios b'kriyat Shema klal. The Gro did not kiss his tzitzis during Shema at all. And there are two reasons brought down in the Talmidim of the Gro why he did not do this. Number one is, she'ikir ha-minhag l'nashik hu bizman she'omo u'ri'isem oso. The ikir minhag to kiss the tzitzis is at the words u'ri'isem oso. The ikir tam ha-ri'ahu, and the reason for looking at the tzitzis is shayidei ha-ri'ah yiskor es kol mitzvot Hashem, like we just said, that by looking at the tzitzis you'll remember the mitzvot of Hashem. And by kissing it, you're going to distract yourself from the kavana you're supposed to have of remembering all the mitzvos. And you might think that the kissing is only to make the mitzvah more dear, and you'll forget that it's really to remember all the mitzvos, and therefore, that's one reason brought down why the grud didn't want to kiss the tzitzis. Another reason brought down is shelo nisha kedei shelo lahafsik beemtza pasuk. You don't want to make a hafsik in the middle of a pasuk by kissing the tzitzis. Vahosif, and the one who gives this reason, adds on shekes sheomer al tzitzis vaday she'elanashik mishum hafsik. When you say the words al tzitzis, when it says al tzitzis hakonof, you shouldn't kiss it after the words al tzitzis. Because el yanashik l'achas yomer tevas hakonof. Even if you want to kiss by each word tzitzis, you should not kiss by al tzitzis. Rather, al tzitzis hakonof, and then you should kiss it after that. The chen achazon ish lohaya menashik atitzis bekriyashma. The chazon ish also did not kiss his tzitzis during kriyashma. Ubir b'dayta ogonu chayin kinyeski explained why. Similar to the second reason we just brought down. Shebisha she menashik einu yochol lahamshik b'diburo. While you're kissing, you can't be speaking. V'nechsha lehefsik, it's considered a hefsik. The chen hevi b'shal and shuvas rivos Ephraim. Shagon Rav Moshe Feinstein hoya menashik rach la'achar amiras emes ubekayemes. So again, Rav Moshe also was not kissing his sisters during Kriya Shema. So again, you have the different minhagim, you have the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, you have the Kavachayim, you have the Stipo on the one hand, you have Rav Moshe, you have the Gro, you have the Chazon Ish, so you have big guns on both sides, but there's different minhagim, kissing the tzitzis or not kissing the tzitzis.
Do they hold it? Do they hold their tzitzis instead?
It sounds from the first note that the Gro, who didn't kiss it, he held the first two tzitzis. It sounds like there's an inyan to hold it because you're supposed to be looking at it. I guess that makes it just easier. So it seems like there would be an inyan to hold it. Especially since, I mean, that's first in the Mechaber. The rest of it's not in the Mechaber. Like the Shulchan Aruch passes, you should hold it. It doesn't pass, and you should be kissing it. Fine. Right now, the Mechaber, the Mishnah Berurah, no one says they're kissing it during Kriya Shema. Okay, we're now in note. Oh, we're in Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Hey. We said that you should hold it in your left hand. Kenegeli v'shas Kriya Shema. The remez is Alav Avecha. Valev hu besmol. I guess the reason you're holding it in your left hand is because you're connected to the lev, which is on your left. Umitzvah zo matzil ha'odam erachit. And this mitzvah saves a person from sin. Diksiv, as the pasuk says, velo sasuru, v'chuli l'man tiskuru, v'yisam kedoshim. The after kol shar ha'mitzvahs ein bahem zo saskula lahatzilu mi'yitzahara. Even though other mitzvahs don't have such a skula to save you from the yitzahara, tzitzis odif. Tzitzis is better than other mitzvahs. Like the Gemara brings down a story that the tzitzis saved a person from doing an aveira. Therefore, there's a special school in the mitzvah tzitzis to prevent a person from doing an aveira, and we'll see a little bit more on that shortly. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sif Gimel, Tov lehistakel batzitzis b'shas atifa kishemavarech. It's good to look at the tzitzis at the time of wrapping when he's making the bracha. You should be looking at the strings. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Vav, Shenemar Uri'isam Oso Uzachartim, because it says you should look at them, you should look at it, and you should remember them. Ri'iya Mevi'a Lidei Zachira, seeing leads you to remembering, Uzachira Mevi'a Lidei Maisa, and remembering leads you to Maisa. I want to read a note in the back of the Sefer on page 6, you can just listen to it, but this is a quote from the Chavetz Chaim in Sefer Shmiras HaLashon, and he writes as follows. That from the simple understanding of the psukim, it's mashma that by looking at the tzitzis it helps to be mizari as a person in the mitzvahs of Hashem. Not to be pulled after one's eyes. Therefore, says the Chavetz Chaim, how appropriate it is to look at your tzitzis many times a day. Certainly if someone gets an improper thought that starts to creep in, they should look at his tzitzis. Or he starts to get angry. Like it has a magical power of breaking the Yetzirah. Person has some kind of taiva that gets into his mind, or he has a taiva for kas, so he should look at his tzitzis, and that will help him to fight his Yetzirah. That's important. That's the Chavetz Chaim. Well, the way I understand what he's saying is that you hold it up when you make the bracha, so you can see the front two tzitzis when you're holding it up, I guess. Yeah. Says the mechaber, we'll do one more mechaber, one more halacha. Halacha dalad. Yesh nohagin leistakil batzitzis kishemagiyim l'ri'isem oso. There are those who are knowing to look at the tzitzis when they get to the words u'ri'isem oso. V'litein osam al ha'inayim, and to place them on their eyes. Uminag yafahu, it's a nice minag, the chibuve mitzvah. It's funny, the Mechaber says here, it's a chibuv mitzvah. That was one of the reasons not to kiss it, because you might think it's only a chibuv mitzvah, but really it's more than that. But here the Mechaber says that it's chibuv mitzvah. And the Ramah says, gam nuhogim tzas l'nashik atzitzis b'sha sheroebam. Some have the custom, some people have a custom to kiss the tzitzis when they're looking at them. Va'akohu chibuv mitzvah, it's all because of chibuv mitzvah. Says the Mishaburis, if katan zayin, shepu the tzitzis al ha'inayim, nimtza b'shem ha'kadmonim, it's brought down in the name of ha'kadmonim, shekol ha'mavir tzitzis al einov, kishekorei parashat tzitzis, anyone who passes the tzitzis over his eyes, when he's saying the parashat tzitzis, ye muftal shelo yovo lidei simu ha'inayim. He's guaranteed that he will not become blind. So that's a pretty nice skula. A person that passes the tzitzis over his eyes during the parasha of tzitzis, he has a skula not to become blind. Now, a person, I guess who didn't do this, who is blind, now he goes on to tell you the halachas about a blind person. V'suma yesh lo lechos atzitzis biyado b'shas kriyashma. A blind person should also hold his tzitzis in his hands during kriyashma. Afa pi shenema u'isemo. So even though it says you should see it, and he can't see, he should still hold it. Kevan sheyeshno b'riyetz al acherim. Since his tzitzis could be seen by other people. And that's also why we said earlier that a suma is included in the mitzvah. Tzitzis u'isemo so does not include a suma. It included a beged laila. Suma is included in the mitzvah. And therefore, you should even hold them during Kriya Shema. Avol lahavir atzitzis al ein of lo. However, to pass it over his eyes, that much he should not do. The mechzik echula v'itlula. That looks like a little joke. He's passing it over his eyes. He's not able to see. That he shouldn't do. That far he shouldn't go. But to hold it in his hands, because it's still a kiyum of Rishim or so, because other people are able to see it, so he should hold it during Kriya Shema. It's not a lacking in the pasuk of Rishim or so, but he shouldn't go so far as to pass it over his eyes during Kriya Shema. We'll stop here, and Mitzvah again tomorrow night. We'll finish Hilchos Tzitzis. We'll have some refreshments, and we'll begin Mitzvah Hilchos Tefillin.